Welcome back guys, wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are watching our channel Cooking with Sapna. Guys, we showed you last time spicy brinjal rice recipe called Vangi Bhat from the state of Karnataka. Today we are going to show you Punjabi style lobia dal curry or black eyed pea curry where lobia is cooked in spicy gravy of onion and tomatoes. The way I am going to show you is the same way I cook it at home. So for making lobia dal curry, we are going to take 4 tablespoons of clarified butter in a wok, 1 tablespoon of each of ginger and garlic pounded. Now we will cook it until raw smell of ginger and garlic disappears. Now we will add 2 onions chopped and we will cook the onions until they become golden brown in color. Now we will add our masala. So we will add 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, 2 teaspoons of coriander powder and 1 teaspoon of garam masala and salt to taste. Now we are going to mix and cook onion for further 1 minute. Now we will add 3 to 4 green chilies chopped and 4 medium-sized tomatoes sliced. Now we are going to cook the tomatoes until they are soft and the clarified butter separates from the masala. So we will cover the wok and let it cook with the stirring in between. So we have made a wonderful gravy of onions and tomatoes. The smell of spices, guys, really amazing. So our masala base is ready. Now we will add our lobia dal or black eyed peas. I'm adding here the already boiled black eyed peas. So for making these black eyed peas already boiled, I have taken 2 cups of dry lobia dal and I soaked it for nearly 5 to 6 hours, and then I boiled it in a pressure cooker with 6 cups of water for 5 whistles. And guys, if you don't have pressure cooker, you can also use a pan. Just soak the lobia overnight in water and then boil it in a pan until they are soft. So we will mix it with the masala base. Now we will add 4 cups of water. Guys, you can add water according to your own preference of thickness of gravy. Now we will mix it and we are going to cook it on medium heat for 20 minutes or until desired consistency is achieved. So we will cover it and stir it occasionally. So it's been nearly 20 to 25 minutes. Our lobia dal curry is cooking, and this is the consistency, guys, I was looking for. So you can cook according to your own preference. And now we are going to add some dry roasted kasuri methi. It will give a beautiful aroma and taste to the curry, and mostly it is added in all of the Punjabi style curries. Now we will garnish it with some chopped coriander, and here are delicious, yummily delicious I should say, lobia dal curry is ready. And now comes the time to try. So let's try it. I want more. Guys, it's really tempting, and the soft black eyed peas along with the curry and gravy of onion, tomatoes, all the spices, and especially the punch given by the dry roasted kasuri methi. Absolutely amazing. And guys, do try this recipe with the rice, with chapati. I sometimes take it as it is without any carb as a protein rich option. So guys, do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section below this video. So guys, I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.